Exclusive and Culture, Virginia Has Gone the Way of California Thanks to Mass Immigration. By John Binder on November 6, 2019. The once red state of Virginia, which voted to re-elected Richard Nixon by 67% in 1972, has gone the way of California due to decades of mass immigration. New York Times best-selling author and populist conservative columnist Ann Coulter says. On Tuesday night, Democrats took the majority in Virginia's House of Delegates and the state Senate, the first time since 1993 that this has occurred. Already, Democrats hold power in the governor's mansion with Governor Ralph Northam's DVA victory in 2017, as well as with a lieutenant governor and attorney general. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News tonight, Coulter said Virginia's turn towards being a blue state that voted to elect Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama twice is the result of mass immigration for decades. Listen. Virginia is 100% the result of immigration, Coulter said. Virginia has gone the way of California. It is gone, gone, gone. So get used to it, Republicans, because you're going to have a lot of sad nights like this because of the effects of immigrants being moved into red states as has happened in Virginia. Since 1990, Virginia's electorate has changed dramatically, mostly because of the nation's legal immigration policy that brings about 1.2 million legal immigrants to the U.S. every year. Breitbart News has chronicled the state's rapid shift since 2015. For example, in 1990, Virginia's foreign-born population stood at only 5%. Fast forward to 2017, and Virginia's foreign-born population now makes up 12.5% of the state's total population, a near tripling of immigrant residents in less than three decades. To put that data into numbers, in 1990 there were less than 312,000 foreign-born residents living in Virginia. Today, there are close to 1.1 million, almost four times what the population was three decades before. About 23% of Virginia's foreign-born population arrive from Central America, the largest share of migration from any one specific region to the state. More than 11% of those Central Americans arrived from El Salvador. Like Virginia, similar regions that were once solidly Republican have been handed over to Democrats due to the annual importation of more than a million legal immigrants. Orange County, California, for instance, is now dominated by Democrats, following what the New York Times has described as a 40-year flood of immigration to the area. Republicans' electoral prospects, though, are only expected to get worse because of historically high legal immigration levels. Research by Axios, The Atlantic, and The New York Times has found. The New York Times and Axios admit that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control, as discovered in the 2016 presidential election between then-candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. CNN. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next two decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters, and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.